Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on 93.7 Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon, fashion guru herself, Dior, the Chocolate Doll. And y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. Y'all know I let her talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all know, your girl, I got to see on all the latest trending topics. So I'm in everybody's business. I know that's right, but nah. Today, I have a very special show for y'all. I have a legend. A legend in the game, in the building, y'all. I have Big V, Vito, formerly of the group Nappy Roots, in the building later on, y'all. Doing a live interview, sit down with your girl, Dior. But until then, get y'all a drink, get y'all vibe going. It's time to talk with Chocolate. So, shout out to my girl, Cardi B, y'all. Following her sophomore album, Am I the Drama? Debuting number one on Billboard, it has now officially been certified 2x platinum by the RIAA. I know that's right. Am I the Drama is the first album released in 2025 to be certified multi-platinum, and it's also the first female rap album certified multi-platinum since Cardi dropped her Invasion of Privacy first album. This is so fire to me, y'all. Like, she literally just dropped it September 19th, but the pre-sales and all that was doing numbers, not to mention my girl's marketing budget and roll out her team and did and created, baby, it ain't down. And she definitely was in her bag with it all, like, literally, literally. And the whole album, it goes, it's definitely a hit, no skips at all, I promise. I know that's right, Cardi, best-selling female rap album 2 decades in a row, baby. 200,000 copies sold in 1 week, the first week. Stop playing with my girl. Put some respect on her name. But no, seriously. Speaking of Cardi B, y'all, and her sophomore album, Am I the Drama, her track Principle featuring Janet Jackson done raised the bar and standards, baby. That's right, y'all. Janet Jackson has now became the first black woman to place a new Hot 100 hit over 5 distant decades thanks to Cardi B's Principle track. Yes. I so love this. And it's like, if y'all seen the interview Janet Jackson did a while back, she always said she loved her some Cardi B just because she's a real person. She keep it real and she's funny. She even hit the stage at one of her shows performing one of Cardi B's songs, like not rapping it, but dancing to one of Cardi B's tracks. Now, I seen a lot of people talking crazy about, like, oh, it's just a sample, this and that. Yes, it is a sample of Janet Jackson's Pleasure Principle track. Yes, that's correct. But Janet cleared that sample. Janet definitely cleared that sample. At the same time, got paid for it being, you know, bought, and got paid for being featured as being on the actual track. So that's some boss moves. That's a boss move, and the whole track put together is definitely fire. Definitely, you know, gives what it needs to give. But Cardi, girl, drop a video. We need a video of you and Janet in there eating it up. Please and thank you. And Lord, y'all, I see why my girl Cardi named her album Am I the Drama. Girl, after seeing her winning right now, it done got all her haters, panties all up in a bunch, baby. All up in a bunch, pull it out, get over it. Yes, as I mentioned last week, a hit dog gon' holla in response to when JT went on social media going on a rant about Cardi's song Magnet, after she didn't listen, obviously, to the song Magnet. And as I said last week, if my name ain't being mentioned in it, you ain't adding me. You know what I'm saying? You just talking. I'm unbothered. But JT definitely gave very, very bothered. She even took it upon herself to still be carrying on the drama on the internet as of 2 days ago, getting on there saying crazy stuff about Cardi B. And not only that, but she also was, like, mentioning stuff about Cardi's pregnancy. It's just a hot mess, y'all. But check this out. Not only did she have JT all bothered, she got you-know-who pressed right now. Very pressed. Seeking attention and praise that she's not getting right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, she took it upon herself to go onto social media saying that she has an album dropping next year in March because she sees what Cardi got going on right there. Of course, she want to draw this attention to her. That's right, the one and only Nicki Minaj has entered the chat, y'all. And baby, her and Cardi B, they was going at it all night long on Twitter 2 days ago, y'all. After Nicki came online throwing mad shade towards Cardi. And of course, you know, Cardi ain't going for that. She definitely seen it. And she definitely didn't hold back not one pinch of a thing. And I know that's right. Like, this is so lame to me, y'all, because Cardi ain't even mentioned this woman's name. She ain't even been thinking about her. She been in her bag, being a mother. Yet, Nicki couldn't help but her to have herself, like, start something up. Like, Nicki real life been itching for a response. Soon as Cardi dropped her sophomore album and is doing numbers and, you know what I'm saying, she marketing, handling business, here come Nicki. Like, girl, bye. Let her have her moment. Let her have her moment. It's giving very much seeking attention. It's giving very much hating on the next female that might be better than you. Like, even the queen herself, Lil' Kim, she even had to step up in Cardi's defense via Twitter. And she like, what type of stuff is this? This and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got all the girls riled up right now. It got all the girls riled up right now, baby. It do. But listen, Cardi, stay in your bag. Keep popping your stuff. Because if you ain't got the haters talking, then you ain't doing your job good enough. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely is the drama. And you got these chicks all riled up right now. I love every minute because and your album is popping and they can't handle it, babe. They can't handle it. Just when I thought things couldn't get even more crazy in these streets, y'all. Lord Jesus, here come Chris Gotti. That's right, Irv Gotti's brother. Now, y'all, he just stepped onto the Breakfast Club yesterday, and he's still bringing up Nelly's wife Ashanti. Like, Lord, when do y'all stop? So, y'all, Chris Gotti just spoke on his disappointment in Ashanti for not physically visiting him after Irv's death, and says that she was only on Murder, Inc. because of him, and says that she should have known better. Claims that he did everything for Ashanti and her mother, so sending a text message and flowers after Irv's passing was not appropriate. Y'all, listen, this is mad crazy as well. Like, they talking like they really, like, own her. Like, did she sign some type of contract? Like, what's going on? It's giving very much entitlement for me. It's the entitlement for me. Like, in that moment, that's when her husband, Nelly, should have stepped in. Like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? Let some things off his chest. Because at this point, she gonna need a legal action for real. Because this is crazy. It's giving obsessed. It does. Protect the Shanti at all costs, y'all. This is wild. Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. Y'all know me. Y'all know Chocolate. But as I mentioned, I have a very special guest stopping through. I have Big V in the building, y'all. And he up next. So y'all keep it locked in with your girl. Talk with Chocolate. I'll be right back, y'all. Stay tuned.